Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for the deep dive?
Always.
Awesome. So today we're tackling a pretty big topic, like what does learning really mean, especially in higher education?
Interesting.
Right. And get this, we were checking out this webinar series called Friday Student Learning Outcomes Talks. It's all these higher ed folks, right?
Yeah.
And they're kind of wrestling with this idea. Is it enough to focus on stuff like growth mindset and grit or,
Or is there more?
Yeah. Like, shouldn't we be looking more at what students actually learn? Skills, knowledge, things they can actually do.
Okay, I see where this is going. I think a lot of people assume that things like mindset automatically lead to those outcomes.
Right. But this deep dive is like, hold on a sec. What happens if that's all we focus on? Like, are we really setting students up for success beyond just like getting through college?
I think that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Are we just helping them survive the system, or are we equipping them to really thrive in their careers and lives?
Totally. I was thinking about it like, imagine someone training for a marathon.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
Like, yeah, you definitely need grit to get through all those miles, but ultimately it's about crossing that finish line, right? So in education, shouldn't we be focused on making sure students aren't just finishing the coursework, but actually gaining valuable knowledge and skills along the way?
That's a fantastic analogy. And these experts in the webinar series would totally agree with you. They keep hammering this idea of shifting our focus toward observable outcomes.
Observable outcomes. All right, break that down for me a bit.
Sure. Basically, it means thinking about how students can actually demonstrate what they know. It's about applying knowledge in real-world situations, showing they can perform tasks, exhibit behaviors, all that stuff that proves they've actually mastered something.
Oh, I see. So it's not just about acing a multiple choice test, right?
Right. It's about being able to take that knowledge and actually do something with it.
Okay, so what would that look like, say, in a field like nursing?
Good example. So, an observable outcome for a nursing student might be demonstrating the ability to accurately administer an injection.
Okay. So not just memorizing the steps, but actually doing it correctly.
Precisely. It's about showing they can apply that knowledge in a safe and effective way.
This is making a lot of sense now. But I gotta ask, doesn't this kind of oversimplify things? I mean, what about fields that require, like, creativity or critical thinking? How do you observe those kinds of outcomes?
You raise a really valid point, and that's where things get a bit more complex. It's not about creating these super rigid checklists, you know.
Right.
It's more about identifying the core competencies, the key skills and abilities that are essential for success in that specific field.
Okay, so even in creative fields, there are certain things you can observe that indicate mastery.
Exactly. For example, in a design field, an observable outcome might be the ability to effectively communicate ideas visually, or to solve a design problem in a creative way, or adapt to changing project requirements. You can see and assess those skills in action.
That's cool. So how does all this actually benefit students then?
In a lot of ways, actually. First off, it gives them this clear roadmap of what they need to learn and how they can demonstrate their progress.
I bet that's motivating, seeing those concrete results.
Totally. It can be super empowering for students because they're not just getting grades, they're seeing tangible evidence of their growth. And this also helps bridge the gap between education and the workforce.
Makes sense. Because when students can actually show what they can do, they become way more attractive to employers.
Exactly. It's like giving them a portfolio of evidence rather than just a diploma that says, "Hey, I passed some classes."
Oh, that's a great way to put it. So it's like they're building a case for themselves.
Exactly. And for educators, it can help them tailor their teaching and provide more targeted feedback to students.
Right, because if you know the specific skills you're aiming for, you can design your lessons and assessments around those outcomes.
You got it.
Now I'm curious, what about you? Like, think about your field or something you're interested in learning. What would observable mastery look like? What skills would you need to demonstrate to be considered, like, truly competent?
That is a great question. It really makes you think about the core of what it means to be skilled in a specific area.
Right. It's like a whole new way of thinking about learning, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this actually ties into the final point that those higher ed folks were making in the webinar, this whole approach to learning.
Yeah.
It better prepares students to succeed in their chosen fields and empowers them to contribute to society in a meaningful way.
Oh, I like that. So it's not just about getting through school, it's about making a real difference in the world. It's amazing how much these simple ideas can make you rethink things, right?
Yeah.
So we've learned that while qualities like grit and a growth mindset are valuable, the true measure of successful learning lies in the observable skills and competencies students develop. It's not just about surviving, it's about thriving, both in school and beyond. And here's a final thought to chew on. Imagine you were designing a college course, any course. What specific observable outcomes would you prioritize? And how would you assess them? Something to think about until next time.
See you then.